President Obama is asking Congress to let FBI Director Robert Mueller stay on an extra 2 years. His current 10-year term is set to expire in September. Garrett Graff is author of the new book, The Threat Matrix, The FBI at War in the Age of Global Terror. He joins us now to discuss the president's decision. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So why do you think this was the case, to ask someone who's been around for 10 years to keep on the job?
Well, I think it was both a vote of confidence in where Mueller has taken the Bureau since he took over in 2001, and I think it was also a recognition that there was not a natural candidate out there to replace him.
Okay, so you've actually talked with Mueller, though. You wrote a book for about the FBI. You interviewed Mueller. What is it about him that has really helped turn the Bureau around and made him so successful? He's very widely respected across the aisles, apolitical.
He is. He started 1 week before September 11th. He started work September 4th, 2001, and he is now the last government official in the national security team still in the same job from 9/11. And he's also one of only two figures who carried over from the Bush administration to the Obama administration. I mean, he is very well liked on the Hill, very well liked within the administration. More than anything, though, I think that his longevity is a reflection of just an enormous physical stamina. He's a former Marine platoon commander from Vietnam, sort of very physically fit, very physically rigorous. And, I mean, this is an incredibly stressful job. This man has sat through, at this point, about 3,600 morning threat briefings, and it is still going. He's outlasted four CIA directors, four attorney generals, and three of his own deputy directors.
So is it a matter of pure stamina, or does it also take some brain power, too?
Well, it's a lot of different things, this is a very complicated geopolitical post now. The FBI operates in about 80 countries overseas, has hundreds of agents engaged in places like Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, and so on, as well as, you know, the right mix of political leadership to lead the organization from within, win friends on Capitol Hill and in Congress. And he's also just kept a very, very laser-like focus on transforming the FBI to meet these new terrorism and national security threats.
I wonder also, he took over at the FBI when the FBI was taking a lot of heat because of things like Sentinel and the failure of that exceedingly expensive, a non-working program. At the same time, right after he took over, there was a lot of criticism because people were looking to the FBI saying, why didn't you know about 9/11? Why weren't you guys sharing information? How has it evolved from that really dark time to today?
The Bureau has gotten a lot better on the national security front. Its counterterrorism program is much, much improved from 2001. One of the things that this two-year extension does do is it allows Mueller to see through to completion that big computer upgrade that was so mishandled in the first years of his term, costing hundreds of extra millions of dollars, that is now set to be completed next year. And it's also a chance for him to begin to really rebuild and refocus the traditional criminal division of the FBI, which has, I think, really atrophied under Mueller in the first couple of years of the Mueller administration, as the FBI so focused on counterterrorism that it really saw tremendous drop-offs in many of its traditional areas of criminal prosecutions. Prosecutions down 40, 50, 60% in some cases.
We're speaking with Garrett Graff, author of The Threat Matrix, The FBI at War in the Age of Global Terror. And regarding that traditional role that you just mentioned, I mean, when Louis Freeh left office, it was said that there were still vestigial elements of the Hoover era, both in culture and even a couple of the people still left at the FBI. Has the last 10 years and this transformation and the drop-off in traditional types of activities finally purged the FBI of that mixed past?
Somewhat, but not as much as one might think. I mean, one thing you have to remember when you're thinking about the FBI is that these are, to a very large degree, career officials. And so the men, and they're still mostly men leading the FBI today, were trained by men trained by Hoover's men. And so these are people who still see Hoover's legacy on a fairly regular basis within the Bureau. What has changed under Mueller is that in the middle of last year, the FBI saw its agent corps tip such that more than half of its agents have now been hired since 9/11. And those agents coming into Bob Mueller's FBI are coming into a different culture and a different organization than the predecessor. So I think within the next 5 to 10 years, you're really going to be seeing a big change in the way that the FBI's culture works.
You mentioned this very briefly at the top of this interview, but I'd like to get back to it, and that is, who would take over when he does step down? He can't hold on to this job for forever, but as you indicated, there aren't any real clear front runners, but is there even a short list?
There was a short list within the administration. Some former federal judges, current federal judges, some former prosecutors, some intelligence officials. One of the things that's hard, though, is that the job has changed so much since Mueller was chosen. I mean, it is a geopolitical job. It is a national political job. It's a leadership job. It's a legal job. There are so many different facets to it. One of the ironies of this is that the Mueller of 2001, who stepped into the job, would not be considered for the job today. I mean, he came into this with no real counterterrorism experience, no real international experience, and that I think one of the things that the Obama administration is looking forward to is figuring out what the next model for an FBI executive is. They have always traditionally been former prosecutors or former federal judges. And I think that there's a dawning recognition that it really needs much more of a CEO-like skill set.
And just a final quick question. Is it time for the FBI to change the name on their building?
Well, one of the things is that the Bureau has looked in recent years to moving its headquarters out from downtown Washington for security reasons, also because the Hoover Building on Pennsylvania Avenue is such a sort of mess of
a dump.
Building.
Yeah.
And I think that it's possible the next building will be the Robert Mueller FBI headquarters.
Wow. There you go, right there. Garrett Graff, the author of the new book, The Threat Matrix, The FBI at War in the Age of Global Terror. Mr. Graff, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure.
He's also editor of Washingtonian Magazine. You can hear this entire interview on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.